I'd ask you to just take a meditative position for just a moment. Close your eyes. You can, if you're writing, put your pen down just for a minute. Great. And take a nice, full, deep breath in. And just feel the breath as it flows in and it flows out gently. And just know that this is the ongoing prayer of your body. It's what keeps us here, keeps us alive. So as you breathe this breath, think of it as a connection to the divine through which you experience your humanity. Breathing, dropping in, and feeling that we are particles of radiant matter condensed into form. And that form becomes light with each breath. So let your next breath, as you exhale, take you past the confines of your body, and then past the confines of this room. Past your consciousness, out to the edges of the planet, and then beyond space and time, extending forever in all directions. And let yourself be opened to the limitless light and love that's coming from inside of you, inside this breath, inside your own heart, as it awakens you to your own sacredness.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. These are the first words that we have said to you from this channel in this year. The same words we have been saying for 25 years. And we're going to do something a little different. We're going to do an esoteric ceremony. And what we mean by that, it is one you participate in with your mind. And as before, depending upon your belief, if this is real or it is not, you may participate to whatever degree you wish. The ones in this room overwhelmingly are tuned in. You are tuned in to a truth that is intuitive. It doesn't make you better than another human being. It makes you older. From the standpoint of humanity, we see you as one life through millennia. You measure your own lives through death and birth. We measure it through karmic action. The ones who sit in the chairs before me, I know very well. You've heard my voice before when you had different faces and don't even know it. Let's participate in greeting the year. Esoterically, I want you to form a circle. I want you to sit on the ground as the indigenous do, as those who came before you sitting in the dirt. No chairs, no frills, no comforts. And in the middle of all of this, there is a fire. What you would call a bonfire has been prepared, has been simmering for hours. And now the flames are high, and you feel the heat. The sun is going down. The climate is easy. Not too hot, not too cold. You're comfortable. And you're there for only one reason. To say thank you to the earth. Now, if this sounds familiar, it's because it should be. It's all you had. There was a time when old souls, as old as they were there, would gather together as elders, and even sometimes through multiple tribes, and would go through a ceremony. And sometimes it would long, sometimes short. But the ones in the beginning of the year would involve the talking stick. This was the baton of wisdom passed from elder to elder, and they would speak a phrase. And most of the phrases were in thanksgiving to the love of the planet. That's what you're doing now, one by one. To bring in this year. I'll talk more about this year tonight. I don't know what you think about how it started. But things are not always as they seem. You're part of an evolution. So I want you to start by thanking the planet for the evolution which has begun. One by one, you're doing this. Each one is an old soul. Don't pay attention to the age you are now. There are those in the room who are senior and some who are young, and it doesn't matter. For cumulatively, you're thousands of years old. And the ceremony is meaningful. And the earth hears you and spirit hears you. And in the middle, the fire represents life. As it did in the ancient times to the indigenous of all lands. Fire was at the center of life. It gave the warmth that they needed. It helped cook their food. It cast their pots. And so much more. You know, as it developed, what it became. If you didn't, I'll tell you. You understand that sometimes you couldn't carry around a bonfire. And yet you wanted to do the ceremonies that were important. For you wanted to love the earth. You wanted to talk to the planet. You wanted to talk to the stars. It's the beginning of smudging. You cannot have smoke without fire. So it is the symbolicness of the bonfire. Even the pipes that were smoked were from this attribute, fire. For you cannot have tobacco, a light, without fire. What the indigenous would do would be to make smoke, each of them passing it on, much like the participation of the fire in the middle. Do this together with me. And I want it to feel modern. It may be ancient to you. And I want to tell you in this year, this is what we want. There are those of you who are learning that a return to some of the original thought is needed. And there are two things we have told you that this society specifically does not do. And we invite you to learn about it, to enjoy it, and to appreciate it. And the first is to honor the planet. For it is alive with support for you. And if you don't believe that, look at the information on the grids that we have given so many times before. And the second thing is the honor of the ancestors. And this is almost a joke. For the indigenous did not honor those who went before. They honored themselves in a past life. You're honoring your own divinity. How many times have you been here? Who have you been? What have you done? Do you have a ceremony to honor that? And the answer is no. But the indigenous did every time they honor their ancestors. My partner showed you pictures of the Rapa Nui, the island off of Chile, and the giant stones which they call Moai. And the indigenous of the island will tell you that the stones were symbols of their ancestors, and that they imbued the energy of their ancestors into the stones, and they stayed there forever. And that when they would visit the stones, they would kneel. They would have ceremony. They were sacred areas they could not touch or go on, all because of the ancestor. Do you know what they were doing? They're smart. They were honoring themselves, and they knew it. How do you honor a past life? Especially on an island where you kept coming back. How many times? No one knows. That's smart. So perhaps there will be a time, a way, where you might consider that. So we are around in the circle of fires in the middle. The sun has gone down. The cool breezes begin. And you can stay as long as you want. And if you're very quiet and you're sensitive, you can hear the earth speak back to you. Good job, dear old soul. Loved beyond measure, you are. We have a lot to do together. And that is the message for the year, for the day, for you, and for anyone listening from now on. And so it is.